Ryanair-topman Michael O'Leary kwam naar Brussel om zijn frustraties over de stakende Franse luchtleiders opnieuw te ventileren. Hij kreeg een taart in zijn gezicht van klimaatactivisten en was op zich niet onder de indruk van de stakingen bij de piloten. Luc de Wilde, onze luchtvaartexpert, sprak hem vanochtend en had het met hem onder andere over de onderhandelingen met de bonden. En hij vroeg hem ook naar de stakingen.
Michael O'Leary, yes. How is it with the negotiations between the Belgian unions and Ryanair?
Well, they were going very well. We were supposed to have another round of negotiations tomorrow, Friday the 8th of September. And then this morning they surprised us by calling two more days of these failed strikes on the, I think it's the 14th and 15th of September. So we've cancelled negotiations for tomorrow. We're disappointed. I mean, the strikes, say they've had 6 days of strikes so far in July and August. They've achieved absolutely nothing. We've operated 60 or 70% of our flight program on those days, mainly with the help and support of our Belgian pilots and Belgian cabin crew. So the strikes have failed. And therefore, we would encourage the union, stop calling failed strikes. You're the only union across Europe that hasn't agreed this pay increase with Ryanair. Even the Belgian cabin crew union has agreed these pay increases. So the Belgian pilots union are completely out of step, calling failed strikes and costing their members, our pilots, money. And I think maybe what we'll have to do now is write individually to the pilots and offer them these pay increases so that actually we just work our way around the Belgian union. It's sad and it's tragic, but it's because, you know, I think this union is badly led and badly advised and certainly hasn't represented its members sensibly.
Mm-hmm. On the other hand, you will grow in Charleroi?
Yes, we're going to put another two aircraft into Charleroi this winter. We're going to open up seven new routes and we're going to increase frequency on 30 more routes. We hope with this new investment and new jobs that we'll see our traffic to and from Brussels rise to about 10 million passengers this year.
Are there still negotiations with Brussels Airport Zaventem?
They're not going anywhere in a hurry. I mean, we've said to them repeatedly, we'll reopen the base and we'll come back and put more Ryanair aircraft into Zaventem, but only when they reverse the 30% cost increase, which they imposed last year. And Zaventem is currently operating at about 80% of its pre-COVID traffic. Charleroi is up at 120% of its pre-COVID traffic. So Charleroi is growing rapidly, of carrying more than its pre-COVID traffic, and Zaventem is struggling to get back to 80%. Cost increases at a time of high inflation for airlines and for consumers don't work. You need to lower your costs in Zaventem and get the traffic levels back to where they were pre-COVID.
Ryanair in general, what do you expect for this year and next year?
I mean, you know, this year is going very well for nearly all airlines. I'm worried about the high cost of fuel, which continues to be a challenge. But, you know, we've ordered this year 300 new aircraft from Boeing. We think we're going to see the fleet rise over the next 10 years from 550 aircraft now to about 800 aircraft. We expect our traffic to grow this year from 167 million last year to about 183 million passengers. And we're on track, I think, to grow to about 300 million passengers over the next decade. And I hope that a lot of that traffic growth will be in Charleroi and in Zaventem.
But French ATC strikes?
Again, yes, it's very upsetting that we're going to have this. They've called the 64th day of French ATC strikes on. I think it's for September the 15th. And again, the French will use minimum service legislation to protect all the local French flights, and they'll cancel all the Belgian flights. The Belgian flights going to Portugal, the Spanish flights going to Germany, all the other flights will get cancelled. It doesn't need to be this way. If we could persuade Ursula von der Leyen and the Commission to take action, they should be requiring those countries to protect use minimum service to protect overflights, as they already do in Spain, in Germany, in Italy and in Greece. We need the same system in France, and then by all means the French air traffic controllers can go on strike, but they'd be cancelling French flights, not Belgian flights, British flights, Spanish flights or Italian flights.
Een interview van Luc de Wilde, onze luchtvaartexpert, in gesprek met Michael O'Leary, de CEO van Ryanair, over de sociale onrust binnen het bedrijf.